Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a growing sensation taking place.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Bob Negin is our guest. N-E-G-E-N is how you spell his name if you're Googling him. But why don't you just go on over to whizbangtraining.com, and you can find out all the things that he does there. Find out about the book, Retail Marketing Your Retail Store. He's our retail expert in the Brain Trust. Bob, thanks again for staying with us. One of the things that it's one of my soapboxes, it's one of my crusades, it's one of my pet peeves, it's one of my hot buttons, is this concept of people who don't say thank you. I do not understand how is it even possible, Bob, that I would walk into any small business and not be inundated with thank yous. I can't even comprehend that, but it happens all the time. Please, please explain this to me.
You are just so old school, Jim.
Yeah, very old idea, right?
So, you know, that's a training issue. You know, it's a training issue. And especially, you know, that's one of, you know, and I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, I've had written several tips and a couple of blog posts on that. And have a nice day is not thank you. No problem.
No.
Is not the same as you're welcome, you know, essential manners. But, you know, it really becomes a question of training.
Hey, Bob, also, there you go. That's not thank you either.
Yes, all of those things. But, you know, this is, you can't raise an employee. You know, they've already been raised. Assuming that you hire a teenager or an adult, they've already, you know, their manners are set. And, you know, they can behave however they want outside of your business. But it's your job to make it a non-negotiable standard that every single person who comes to the register or who you deal with on the phone if you're not a retailer, you know, there's a thank you that you teach them, that it becomes a non-negotiable standard that every single person is dealt with appropriately with proper manners.
Hey Bob, how about look them in the eye?
Oh, yeah.
Make them believe. Not, don't just say thank you. Look them in the eye and make them believe that you mean it.
That's right. Well, and that's because, why, you know, one of the things when I teach staff development, it's, you know, it's so important that you get the right people, because if you get somebody who doesn't or can't or won't, there's nothing you can do. You have to get the raw material, the people who have the potential. I always tell my retailers to look for kind, friendly, helpful, curious, you know, nice,
right,
good people. You get the right people, you can train them to do all that other stuff. You just got to get good people first.
I'm going to tell you something else too, Bob. I'm going to tell people to do something they've probably never done before. Have the thank you conversation in the job interview.
Sure.
pardon me, Susan. I need to ask you a question. How comfortable are you with saying thank you 1,000 times in any given day?
How comfortable are you with
looking people in the eye and saying thank you and meaning it?
Yes. Well, you know, and that's a wonderful point. You know, if they're not looking you in the eye in the interview, they're probably not going to look the customer in the eye.
Is this a problem today?
I don't know that it is any more today than it was in the past,
but
perhaps we're both, just because of what we do, we're just a lot more sensitive to it.
Yeah. Well, all I got to say is, the best way to get me not to come back is to not say thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
And I seek out small businesses.
Let's go back to something else also with the whole thank you. Another way to sort of pay attention or to notice is if somebody has an interview with you, did they send you a thank you card? If I interview someone, and they don't send a thank you card or an email like the next day, that just tells me they're not a good fit.
Right. Good point. That's a good point. I don't think anybody's ever sent me a thank you card in an interview. Bob, my feelings are hurt now.
Well, everyone who we've ever hired sends a thank you card, send us a thank you card.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because my niece, so I have a niece that works for us and a niece that doesn't. And when the niece that doesn't was applying for a job, the niece that does work for us was like, "Hannah, you need to send that person a thank you card right now." And Hannah was like, "Really?" She goes, "Yes, believe me, do it." And she did it. And she got the job. And the person
said,
"I appreciate
it." Hey, Bob,
I
got to wrap it up. Whizbangtraining.com is the website. Bob Negan is the expert. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job. Happy holidays.
Well, Jim, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Happy holidays to you, too.
Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.